13 past 7, the Triple M Grill Team with Gus, MG and Maddie Johns. We are one day away from the No BS Grand Final lunch, and some of the very last tickets you can win, as well as tickets to the Grand Final, are up for grabs at 8 o'clock this morning.
Yes, and one of this year's most anticipated games is Drive Club, and to celebrate the launch for PlayStation 4, two of Australia's best sportsmen are coming together in the ultimate racing showdown to determine which racer and code is the best. Of course, we know this man very well up here in Sydney, Jared Hayne, one of the finest rugby league players in the world and Dally M winner, and Dane Swan, an absolute legend from the Collingwood Club in the AFL down there in Melbourne, and they're joining us in the Grill Team studio. Morning, boys.
Hey, fellas. Thanks, mate.
Good to see you here. Now, before we get into Drive Club, congratulations, Jared. Obviously, a big night for you a couple of nights ago, winning the Dally M, sharing it with JT.
Yeah, I think, mate, it was a huge surprise, and like I said, to be there with him at the end and to share it with such a class player, you know, it was very special.
Mm. What about the gladiator? He made you sweat up there. It was, I watched it back. He's like, okay, here we go, and 1 point goes to...
He's just... milking it, you reckon?
He's very dramatic.
Yeah. Well, mate, that's his thing.
That's his shtick.
What about you, Dane, the Brownlow? Is that one of the most boring nights in the world, or do you guys just get on the drink if you're not in the grand final?
Yeah, it is. The only person who enjoys that night is the person who
wins it.
Fev ruined it for us a few years ago when he carried on a bit, and now the alcohol's pretty hard to get, but... I declined my invitation to go this year.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, you weren't going to win it, so you thought against.
Yeah, exactly. But I got 5 votes, so there was no point in me going. I went and got tattooed instead.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that after next break. But boys, what about this? Have you played the game, the PlayStation 4 game Drive Club? I'm 45. I've got to put my hand up. PS4, I love it. I love playing PlayStation. I get a couple of hours in each day. But this new game, what's it like? Have you played it?
No, we're going to play at the Savo. The race is the Savo, so we're doing a bit of promotion work the other day. And it's basically you get in groups as a club, join a club, and me and Dane being two of the biggest clubs in Australia have come together and kind of going to fight it out, AFL, NFL, and see who's kind of the best. And it's about sort of joining a club and racing against other clubs and seeing who's the best.
I know when I retired, it was kind of not that... relevant PlayStation. Now every player in both
games. Mate, when saying, you MG. Retired, it was Sega.
MG, Atari. He's got the ability to get addicted to anything, MG. Like, whether it be food or games or whatever. You went away on your honeymoon and made sure they took the Sega Mega Drive with you.
No, it was the first thing I asked the casino in Tasmania.
Who goes to Tasmania for their...
I do, to get away from you.
If you're marrying your sister.
I don't tell Megan you said that.
Hey, but it was just on that. You said something very interesting there, Jared. You said AFL or NFL.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did say
was it NRL or NFL? Yeah. We had our Supergrass on here yesterday, and he revealed this.
Jared Hayne has been in the USA at the Seattle Seahawks. Now, the line from Parramatta is that this is part of a new blueprint aimed at switching Parramatta to Australia's most successful sports logo. I'm hearing something very different to that. I've heard that Jared actually tried out with the Seahawks to see if he could make it. He's 26 years old and believes if he's going to make the move, he has to do it now.
That excites me. As much as it would pay me to see you leave the NRL, that would excite me because, Jared, I reckon you'd make it. I reckon you'd crack it. What did they say about you?
No, I only found out on Monday night that I was actually going to go to the facility to actually look at it. So I don't know where he's got that message from because we had no idea that we're even going to be able to get in there. And we actually got lucky because they had the bye. So I actually spent more time at Washington University, which was... which is probably a bit more open because it's not as high profile as the Seahawks. So I'm not too sure where he got the trial from, but it's a great sport, and I've got a lot of respect for it.
And Dane, what we've seen a lot of times it's almost a natural progression now with the AFL players, mate. There's so many of them over there playing in
punny,
the AFL,
big kickers.
It's a fair option.
Yeah, mate, I'd love to. If any NFL clubs have seen me kick, well, I can't kick an AFL ball, so. Maybe I might kick the NFL one a little bit better. So, I'd love to go over there and play, but I'm not silly enough to think that I'd ever be able to.
Well, you mentioned tattoo. One of our favourite blokes on the show is Sam Newman. After this break, we're going to talk about your tattoo and your road trip with Sam, the last of the whole day.
Yeah, no worries.
We'll go to a break more with Jared Hayne and Dane Swan next on The Grill Team. We have an NRL and AFL legend in the studio this morning. They're promoting the new game, Drive Club, which is in stores next Wednesday, the 8th of October, exclusive to PS4. Our special guests are Jared Hayne and Dane Swan this morning.
Yes, and Dane, you did something very similar to me last week. We both had bets that we lost and we needed to ink up. Now, you've got a little bit more ink than me.
Just a little bit.
I showed you my Snoopy during the break, but wow, your ink's pretty much all over. It is heavy.
It is really,
but you got
really
Sam,
heavy.
You've got Sam Newman on your ass.
Yeah.
Tell us why and how.
Well, at the start of the year, I was on the footy show, and Sam, being the expert tipster that he is, didn't think that Collingwood would make the finals, and I disagreed. So we made a bet that whoever lost the bet had to get tattooed of, you know, the other person, and obviously, wow, we didn't make the finals, so I had to come good on my bet last week and got one of his many faces he's had a lot over the years. And,
the non-Botox one and non-facelift, pre-facelift.
So I got that, and
Yours is a lot different to Gus's, I must confess. Gus is my 7-year-old daughter designed and looks like a cat with rabies. yours actually looks good.
Mm. Yeah, well,
show us again on your bum. That was nice.
Oh, this, can you stop it?
MG, put your,
that's it. Yeah.
Leave your nipples alone, MG. Well, Sam, let's listen. You and Sam went on a bit of a road trip together. I can only imagine going on a road trip with Sam Newman. Dane Swan and Sam Newman on a road trip.
What do you got that dog for? What do you do with it?
Pick up your shit.
Yeah, exactly right.
That's right. Yeah, he listens to all my problems.
Should keep him busy.
Yeah, well, yes.
You're not seriously telling me you like that music.
Yes, but it also gives some important life lessons. Like, just...
That is shit.
So what are your thoughts about farting in the car?
Would you like to savour the aroma of someone's intestines and their intestinal gases that well up in their body while you're driving along? Would you like that aroma to be omnipresent in the vehicle you're driving in? Would you think that's a good feel and a good look?
Well, it really depends on what they've eaten. I speak all languages. Everyone understands a fart.
That's true. Now, Sam Newman, one of the great characters. We actually had him show the morning after he got his slug out on the AFL footy show. Let's have a listen.
When I came off after the first break, I did get changed. I couldn't locate my underwear. I had no spare underwear. So that is why I wasn't wearing underwear. If you're wondering why I'd be not wearing underwear.
Sammy, at your age, I was surprised that you weren't wearing a nappy.
Or a butt plug. No,
he is loose, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's an interesting cat, Sammy. He's very entertaining, though. He's good value.
Yeah, he certainly is. Now, Matt, you're a legend of AFL. Collingwood, obviously, and won the Brownlow in 2011. Do you take any interest at all in the NRL?
Yeah, absolutely. I've got a few mates who play in the league and obviously follow the Storm being down in Melbourne. So I go to more Storm games than I do to my own code.
Okay.
So I do like getting out there and watching the league. Unfortunately, I'll go for the Storm.
Been a tough year.
Yeah, pretty disappointing way to end. But, I absolutely, I watch the league a lot.
Just want to say, Jared, mate, the temptation for you, you're a bloke who, every time I see you, the thing that surprises me, mate, how big you are. You
know, you're so tall.
For a fullback.
Yeah, it is. Mm. Very, very tall.
Very now, attractive.
Mate, Gus, don't show the boys your nipple rings.
No.
Please, put your tits away, mate. Seriously. You haven't lost that much weight.
You need a bra.
Mate, you do. Seriously.
You need a bra.
You know when blokes lose weight and they become like that floppy Labrador look? You're going to cut some of that skin off, brother. It's a bad look. Have you ever thought about changing codes? Have you come close?
No, not really. I think 2009 I had was approached by the Western Sydney team, but I think for me, I've got so much. I want to win a grand final in the NRL. So that's probably...
come and join the Roosters then, brother.
You get everyone else.
Who's going to win on Sunday?
I think if South win, GI gets Clive Churchill, and if the Bulldogs win, I think Reynolds or Graham need to have blinders. So that's my tips.
And you got the Four Nations coming up too, mate. Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, that should be awesome. So that's something that starts in about two and a half weeks, and touring I think, yeah, east coast of Australia and New Zealand. I think we're top of Auckland and finals in Wellington.
Beautiful. And just before we let you go, Dane, there's often a theory we sometimes say in the NRL, the AFL get it right, and you certainly get it right as far as end of year trips are concerned. Now, Saturday, you leave on you leave at an end of year trip. Now, us leagueies, when we go on an end of year trip, we maybe go down for the Melbourne Cup Carnival or up to the Gold Coast. Where are you headed to the Collingwood boys?
I go get LA Saturday, then Vegas, Amsterdam, Berlin, Paris, London, then back to New York.
Oh, man.
Probably back to LA, then home.
Wow.
Mate, we'll see you in New York.
In a rehab.
There you go. Jared Hayne and Dane Swan. Drive Club is in stores next Wednesday, the 8th of October, exclusive to PS4. Thank you, boys, for coming in this morning.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers. Cheers.